Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, and let's dive in a little bit deeper into what you just heard Phil talking about with the idea of these cannabis cafes. So what exactly is going to happen here? Well, the Cannabis Control Commission held a meeting last week to finally put together some of these regulations, and they're going to be meeting again next week. On December 17th, to unveil the proposed regulation language and then have it finalized in mid-2025. But there's a lot more to go after that, as reported by WBUR. They say they still need to develop an application, create training and public education resources, review applications, conduct inspections, and wait to see if municipalities even allow these spaces. And Matt Giancola, the Cannabis Control Commission's head of government affairs and policy communications, said after an 8-year plus wait, that will be the most time and resource consuming part of the process. So there, you'll get the okay, but whether or not they actually happen is a different story, because it's also going to be up to municipalities whether or not they're going to allow for these spaces. And for many of them, that might require referendums, that might require changes to bylaws. So it's going to be a process of an ongoing thing, community to community. So just because, say, you know, just as an example, if Fall River has one, if they have a cannabis cafe, you know, that doesn't mean that New Bedford's going to have one. Although I think New Bedford has, they were obviously very cautious with the retail cannabis locations. They put that moratorium in place to get more information and to see how things would shake out. And so far it's gone well. I know there's two for sure, with a third one on the way in terms of retail stores. There may be more that I'm just not aware of. I just know that Ascend is over by Market Basket, and Northeast Alternatives is over at Church Street and Kings Highway. And I don't know if I know there was another one that was going to be opening on Mount Pleasant Street and Kings Highway on that corner. But I don't think that has yet. You know, and in Fairhaven, they've got two that I'm aware of, with Basque and Canna. Wareham, as far as I know, just has Verilife. I know there's a couple in Fall River, Dartmouth. So this is, you know, it's becoming more ubiquitous, and as such, it's time to move into the next phase of operations here and allowing for these cannabis cafes. So what exactly is it that they're going to allow for? There's going to be three different kinds of possibilities here. One is what they call the supplemental license, which is for existing marijuana dispensaries that want to add an on-site consumption space, like a tasting room. And this is probably going to be the easiest thing to implement when they finally can start to to implement it, because many of these businesses are already holding on to such space or are positioned in a place where they could easily add such space, whether through construction or taking over an existing storefront or whatever. But they think that this will be a relatively easy thing to get off the ground. Then the other option is the hospitality license, which would be, you know, a standalone cannabis cafe, a place where you can go and have some food or drink and also consume marijuana. But it also could be other things too. It could be, as they point out at WBUR's story, it could be a yoga studio where they also partake in cannabis. It could be a theater, you know, a movie theater where you can go see a movie but also smoke at the same time, the same way that they've added alcohol consumption into movie theaters. It could be a hotel, a marijuana-friendly hotel. And these could either have on-site sales or you would bring your own. And it says here that the license would also allow existing businesses to partner with entrepreneurs. So Mike Baker, the Cannabis Control Commission's acting deputy general counsel, said, "We've often used the example of a gas station and a Dunkin' Donuts within the gas station." So it's the opportunity to say, well, you've already got this existing business, and now we can add this into it as part of it. And then the other option is an event organizer license, which is a temporary permit allowing cannabis to be sold and used in a space for up to 5 days. So that would be like for, you know, concerts, music festivals. If they wanted to have a cannabis music festival where they brought in some bands, or if they already had an existing music festival and they want to be able to add the ability to consume this on site, that's what this would be for. So think about, you know, if you go to Boston Calling, they've already had cannabis retailers there advertising their product. What if they wanted to have like a, you know, a smoking tent where you could go and you could take part in this? You could actually consume it on site. That would be what these kind of licenses would be for. And, you know, the idea of that is it would make it easier. Like, so somebody that doesn't have the financial resources to open up a retail cannabis shop could probably do, you know, a festival and still get their foot in the door of the industry. So those are the three types of licenses that they're thinking about for, you know, under this blanket of cannabis cafes. But basically what it is now is moving into the phase of on-site consumption. And if you've watched any TV shows or, like, for example, Tulsa King, right? In Tulsa King on Paramount Plus, the Sylvester Stallone show, one of the storylines is that they own a marijuana business. They own a retail cannabis store and other things too, but... And you see people actually smoking in the store. Like people trying the products in the store. And people from Massachusetts are like, what? I can't do that. Well, because the laws are different in Oklahoma. And I don't know if they really are, if it's just, you know, what they're doing for the dramatic purposes of the show. But in other states, you can, you know, consume it where you buy it. Which is interesting because, you know, if you go to a liquor store, you can't crack open the beer and drink it right there and then throw it in the trash and say, all right, see you later. I mean, if you go to, you can go to a tasting event at a liquor store. You can sample at a liquor store, but you're not going in there, buying the product, consuming it, and then getting in the car and driving home. So there's going to be a lot of regulations that have to get figured out on the local level. And I don't know this to be true at all. I haven't spoken to anybody about it, but my guess would be New Bedford is not going to be the first place to have one of these open up. As much as everybody wants one, the folks who partake, if you remember a few years ago before these stores started to open up, there was a group that was trying to turn the former Gentlemen's Club on Pope's Island into one of these types of facilities. And I guess the financing fell through, so they didn't go forward. But imagine, you know, if they had tried to go forward, I mean, they'd still be waiting. And it seems like it could be years still before these are in place. And part of me says, you know, I don't want something that's going to create an atmosphere where people are consuming this product and then getting in the car and driving, but they're already doing it in the car. Or they're doing it at home and then getting in the car. And the people of Massachusetts voted for it. They wanted folks to be able to, adults to be able to buy it if they wanted to. And so we really shouldn't be limiting, because this was on the table when we approved it. And these places are going to create a lot of revenue, both for the businesses and in paying taxes. So I think that you've got a whole new, now that, you know, people have kind of settled into their retail cannabis experience, now this kind of takes it to the next level. It's so funny when I have friends that come from other states where they don't have recreational marijuana sales, and they're like, the first thing they want to do is like, I want to go to the weed store. I'm like, really? That's what you want to do? But to them, it's a novelty. You know, most of the people that I know that come in and buy it, they don't even do anything with it. They're just like, oh, I just wanted to buy it. It's like, yeah, but you got to fly home, so now you got it. Now you have to consume it before you go, at least. But I think that you've got the potential here for, I think, what would be a more attractive thing to a tourist. Because now they've got a place that they can go and they can sit down and they can do it and they can spend time and hang out. And, you know, even the people who buy it legally still feel like they're doing something wrong. The handful of times that I've purchased something, I'm like, I don't want to get pulled over with this. Wait a minute. It's perfectly legal. Just bought it from the store. There's nothing wrong with it. But you just still get that little bit of weirded out feeling, you know? Maybe people that do it more often have gotten used to it, but not me. It's not really something that appeals to me. But I like the idea of the tax revenue coming in, and I like the idea of being able to have these options to be able, because it doesn't make any sense to me that you can go and have a giant music festival and everybody can get blitzed out of their mind drinking all day long. And then they all get in the cars and drive home. But the people that want to consume cannabis, if they light it up, you know, the event staff comes right over and is like, you can't do that. Put that away. Get rid of that. And also, how much easier would it make their jobs to not have to do that? I mean, if this goes forward, I can see a pathway to where eventually a place like Xfinity Center has a blanket license that allows people to be able to consume it there. Now, what will happen is you'll probably see Xfinity Center get into the sales of it there. Because otherwise, why would they want to encourage something that's going to take away from alcohol sales? But if they can sell it on site, that's a different story. That's why when these stores started popping up, when the discussion started about where they would go, I was talking with a friend of mine who was looking to get into it and certainly did not have the financial means to actually start one when you saw what was actually required. But he's like, where would I open this store? And I said, the best place to open it would be in that plaza where the McDonald's is right before Xfinity Center. Because you would do a great business over there, whether it be from people going to the concert, people going to McDonald's, like you'd do fine. The other part of it too is, like I said, it makes the job easier for the people that are trying to control all of that, who basically just give up. Like, they might say at first, like, don't do it. And then the third or fourth time you do it, they're just like, whatever. So for those of us that are like, I hate the fact that as soon as the concert starts, that's all I can smell. Like, oh, get ready, because it's going to be a whole different future for you. What do you think? 508-996-0500. What do you think of these three different types of licenses? Should they be allowed? Should New Bedford allow them? I'd like to get your thoughts. Going to take a break, though. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. Say, the Patriots had a bye week, so at least they didn't lose, right? That's I guess, one good thing. But they'll be back in action after the bye week, hoping to close out the season with some wins in their final four games. And that quest will kick off this Sunday when the Patriots travel to Arizona. That's right, Pat's Cardinals kickoff is at 4:25 p.m., with pregame on WBSM beginning at 1:30 p.m. So if you want to hear the Patriots, you can hear them right here on WBSM, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. But if you want to hear our usual Sunday afternoon programming, you can hear that on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So you have your choice, either or. But the New England Patriots are here all season long on WBSM. And, you know, it's a little bit later on in the day. So if you've got stuff you've got to get done first, you can get that out of the way. You can get that completed and then be home and in front of the TV to watch the Patriots probably lose another game. But think of the draft pick, right? Think of the draft pick. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The United Healthcare CEO killing suspect caught in Pennsylvania. Republicans show support for Trump's defense secretary pick. And how to handle those holiday blues.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The suspect in the United Healthcare CEO killing is facing multiple charges. Luigi Mangione was apprehended in Altoona, Pennsylvania, Monday at a McDonald's for the shooting death of Brian Thompson on December 4th on a New York City sidewalk. Mangione was charged in Pennsylvania with five counts, including one felony count of forgery and one felony count of carrying a firearm without a license, along with three misdemeanor charges. New York City's mayor, a former subway cop, is weighing in on the Daniel Penny chokehold verdict. The jury took just 90 minutes Monday to find the Marine veteran not guilty of criminally negligent homicide after the judge dismissed the manslaughter charge last Friday when jurors said they were hopelessly deadlocked. Mayor Eric Adams was quick to react, saying, quote, "The jury made their decision. Like the DA, I respect the process." Republicans are rallying support for President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says that former Fox News host Pete Hegseth is the right man for the job. He chastised his fellow Republicans who refused to support the incoming administration. President Biden is designating a new national monument focused on Indian boarding schools at the campus of a former flagship facility. Biden declared the monument at the Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania, which Biden says is about giving proper recognition to the historical record. The school was established in the late 1800s, with roughly 8,000 children forced to attend over the first 4 years. A new report shows the number of men who've developed breast cancer while living or working near Ground Zero has skyrocketed. The CDC report says at least 91 men in the World Trade Center Health Program have been diagnosed with breast cancer to date. That's 6 times the number first reported in 2018 and 90 times higher than the national average. Jay-Z is filing a motion to dismiss a civil lawsuit accusing him of allegedly raping a 13-year-old girl in 2000 with Sean Diddy Combs. The accuser said the assault took place after she was driven to an MTV Video Music Awards after party. In a statement, Jay-Z denied the allegations, and the rapper said his lawyer was sent a blackmail attempt in an effort to settle out of court. And there's pressure this time of year to be happy. But for many, Christmas time brings the holiday blues. Counselors say seasonal depression can show up in many different ways. And if you're not feeling the spirit, it's important to know that you're not alone. The best thing to do, experts say, is to talk it out. Studies show that voicing your feelings can help those who are facing depression. Additionally, it's important to get some rest and eat right.
WBSM Sports.
Tonight, the Boston Bruins are in Winnipeg to play the Jets. Puck drops at 8. Celtics and Detroit Pistons at TD Garden on Thursday. And the New England Patriots hit the road off to Arizona to play the Cardinals on Sunday. We'll have the game for you here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
More unsettled weather in your forecast for today here on the South Coast. After a rainy Monday, still overcast and a bit wet today, drizzle possible. And we've got a bigger storm moving in on Wednesday, which will bring with it widespread rain and wind, especially along the coastline. Your high today, 45 degrees, a low of 41 this evening. A high of 62 degrees on Wednesday. Sun returns on Thursday, temperature around 40. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I have a picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And also, one thing you should make sure you are checking every day, especially this week, is seizethedeal.com, because we have a number of deals on sale. So I'll let you in on a little inside info. Well, it's not really inside info, but Jackson over at Fun 107 is holding a restaurant week this week. So he's at a different restaurant every day. And that means that deals are available for those restaurants every day. And even though you're a WBSM listener, you still have access to those deals by going to seizethedeal.com And if it doesn't already bring you to the New Bedford deals, just click on New Bedford at the top. And it'll take you to all of the great deals that are happening this week. Right now, we have $50 to Friendly's Ice Cream in Dartmouth for $25. We have $50 to The Vault in New Bedford for $25. A $50 e-voucher to Benjamin's Restaurant in Seekonk, that's $25. And because it's an e-voucher, if you get that today, if you go and buy it right now, it'll be delivered to your inbox instantly, and you can use it today. If it's not an e-voucher, you got to wait for them to mail it to you. It takes a couple days. But otherwise, the e-vouchers, you can use those instantly. You can get $25 to Paizoni's for just $12.50. And also, deals coming up this week, you want to make sure you jump on them. $50 to Royal Grill Restaurant for $25. $50 to Rochelle's Restaurant for $25. And $50 to the Brewhouse District in Fall River, $25. Those are all going to be on sale throughout the course of this week. So make sure you keep checking seizethedeal.com for more information. You do not want to miss out on these great deals. Just got a press release sent to me from the city of Taunton. And I'll just give you this information since it's breaking news. But it says that today, Taunton Mayor Shauna O'Connell has announced the renewal of the Senior Free Trash Bag Program, which provides all Taunton seniors age 65 and older 6 months of free trash bags and eligible seniors with up to 12 months of free trash bags. So every senior 65 or older can get 6 months of free trash bags, and those who are eligible can actually get 12 months of free trash bags. It's been renewed for another year. So what are the eligibility requirements? So to get 6 months, you have to be a Taunton resident 65 years or older, and you have to be living in a single family to four family residence in Taunton. To be eligible for 12 months of free trash bags, you have to be a Taunton resident 65 or older, living in a single family to four family residence in Taunton, participating in one of the following programs: the City Senior Tax Exemption Program, Massachusetts Department of Transitional Assistance, or SNAP, and the Massachusetts Department of Housing and Community Development, LIHEAP. So if you're involved in any of those programs and you live in Taunton and you're a senior, you will get a year's worth of free trash bags. So that's it's not bad. It's not those restrictions aren't hard to meet. Those qualifications aren't hard to meet. We were talking about this, you know, with Fairhaven when they started instituting this, and we saw it happen with Fall River, and you know, this is a way that a lot of communities are raising money, a way that communities are offsetting rising trash and recyclable costs. And I hate it. I hate the idea. I think that when you pay taxes to live in a community, the community should provide trash pickup service as part of that. It's one thing if you live in a suburb and, you know, you pay less taxes. I'm not saying that you pay less taxes if you live in a suburb, but I'm saying if they're going to charge you less taxes because they don't offer municipal trash service, you know, that's kind of understandable. Living in Wareham for years with having to pay for my own trash service, it was expensive. It was a pain. Because I mean, maybe it was a pain for me because I was constantly looking to see, you know, who was offering the best deals. But then when they put in trash pickup, the way they kind of railroaded it in never sat right with me. It was done in a town meeting format for sure, but during COVID, when they had to meet in a tent outside, and I think it was in April, and There was less than 100 people that showed up for it. And I didn't feel like that was a representative enough of the population of town to make such a large decision. And then we're told, oh yeah, in January you have to pay $350 a year for your trash. It's like, well, that's pretty much what I paid already. Why is this town pickup now? And it's costing me the same amount as when I paid a private contractor, who I got to choose, by the way. Because I had stopped using ABC Disposal because I didn't like the way that they were throwing my barrels around, not taking things they should be taking. So I went with a different company that I was very happy with, and I had to get rid of them because they signed an exclusive contract with ABC, and I had to go back to the people that I had fired. And, by the way, pay $350 for it, which my landlord passed on to me. So I feel like, you know, it's better to have municipal service because it makes sure the trash gets picked up, trash doesn't build up, but it's also going to be done correctly. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here and we'll be back in a little bit. Welcome back in. So right now you're probably thinking to yourself, how am I going to get everything done that I got to get done before the holidays? I've got so much I've got to do. I've got so much going on. But what can I do to help with that? What can I do to take some of this stress and life off my plate? Well, one of the things that you can do is stop doing the laundry. Now, I don't mean stop doing the laundry as in don't have clean clothes, please. You're going to be spending time around family. You're going to be out shopping around other people. You definitely want to be doing laundry. You want to have clean clothes. But why are you doing the laundry? Why aren't you handing it off to Dash Laundromat? Because Dash Laundromat will take that off your plate. Unlike you, they love doing laundry over at Dash. Like, they get excited for it. Trust me, I've been over there. I've been talking with them. They love doing laundry. And they're not just about clean clothes. They're about convenience as well. You can have them picked up or dropped off. All of your laundry can be picked up or dropped off. Wash, dry, fold, return to you. It's that easy. Or you can go and bring it to their lockers. They have lockers right outside of Dash at One State Road in Dartmouth, over there near Shaw's, the old Hollywood Video area there. And they have the lockers right outside. And you use the Dash Laundromat app to securely open up the locker, leave your clothes. They'll wash, dry, fold it, and then they'll put it back in the locker. You can come back and pick it up whenever it works for you. Convenience. That's what they're all about. Of course, you can also walk in and drop it off if you're there when they're open. Or if you want to do laundry yourself, you can do it fast and probably cleaner than I've ever seen my clothes by doing it right there. And they have a different app called the Speed Queen app. You use that, and you actually get 25% back in rewards to help you with doing your laundry. So check out DashLaundromat.com. Check out Dash Laundromat on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And make sure you download that Dash Laundromat app from your app store so that you can get laundry just taken care of and get it taken off your plate. And I can tell you, my clothes have not looked as good or smelled as good as they do from Dash. All right, I've got to take one final break for this hour. We will be right back. And we have just a few seconds here remaining in the hour, but when we come back on the other side, we should be joined by someone from the Zeiterion to give us an update on some of the work that's going on over there. And it's going to be part of a regular series of discussions that we'll be having here once a month or so.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.